this now. President Václav Klaus makes a three-day state visit to Ireland next week, where he's to meet Irish counterpart Mary McAleese and other senior officials. But it's his plans to attend a dinner with leading Irish Eurosceptic Declan Ganley that's ruffled feathers, with some Irish politicians complaining that Mr. Klaus is meddling in Ireland's internal affairs. The Czech Republic takes over the revolving presidency of the European Union on January the 1st, and one of its tasks will be trying to resuscitate the EU's Lisbon Treaty, rejected by Irish voters earlier this year. My colleague Rob Cameron spoke to Ruairí Quinn, former leader of the Irish Labour Party and head of the Irish Alliance for Europe, which campaigned for a yes vote on Lisbon.
My understanding is that the Irish government, which is a centre-right coalition consisting of the Greens and the Fianna Fáil party, find this as a very unhelpful act. They're not saying so publicly or officially, but the contact around the parliament here is that Klaus is interfering in the sovereign affairs of the Republic of Ireland. He's well known as a Eurosceptic, so it comes as no surprise, and he's also well recognised across Europe as not necessarily feeling that he's confined to the constitutional role of the presidency of the Czech Republic. But it would be unthinkable for an Irish president, and we have a similar constitutional structure, to become involved in day-to-day politics.
I suppose you could argue, though, that this dinner will be in Mr. Klaus's free time, as he will, in Ireland, so perhaps he can have dinner with whoever he wants, can't he?
Of course, and that often frequently happens, but it isn't highlighted. I mean, frequently foreign guests come here on official business. They have friends and contacts, and there are private encounters that don't attract publicity. But this has attracted a lot of publicity, so it can't be put in that context, which has always been recognised and accepted.
Now, Mr. Klaus said earlier this year, when the Irish voters rejected the Lisbon Treaty in the referendum, that the treaty was dead and it was not right to bully Ireland over their decision. How would you react to those remarks?
Well, Ireland has not been bullied. At the various meetings that have taken place, both from a government point of view and at the presidium of the Party of European Socialists, of which I'm the treasurer, the Irish vote was respected. What is clearly recognised by all other 26 member states is that that vote creates a problem for the other 26, and we are looking at ways in which the Union can move to a position that we wanted to move in. But this is not unusual. I mean, Václav Klaus famously appeared on Margaret Thatcher's Tory party conference platform back in the early 90s, and he has been a strident critic of the European Union from the very beginning. So there's no surprise in relation to the views that he's expressed. He's been a long-term continental European sceptic, and he's in very good company with Mr. Declan Ganley, who's the prime organiser of the organisation Libertas.
And now, of course, you do share very different political views to Mr. Klaus, but will you yourself be perhaps meeting him next week in Ireland?
I'll be having lunch with him at the Department of Foreign Affairs in Ivy House. I'll be one of a number of guests. I'd imagine the normal form of that, there'll be 100 to 120 people, and I'd be there representing my own party.
Do you perhaps fancy having a few words with him just to explain your position on the treaty?
I don't think Mr. Klaus will be particularly interested in listening to anybody with whom he disagrees. He's made up his mind, I think, on most issues a very long, long time ago, and a bit like Mrs. Thatcher, he's incapable of seeing both sides of the argument.
Ruairí Quinn, former head of Ireland's opposition Labour Party, talking there to Rob Cameron.